So Thursday morning, driving into work, happy to be alive. I know the car's got some issues that needs to be worked on. So grateful. I can make a public statement here. I don't know how public it's going to be, but it's public. I put it out there. And I know that there is a God in heaven. And He wants good things for us. The opportunity for us to become like Him, as He is. My Christian brethren, talk of grace. There is truth in that. But God has also told us why we can have this faith in Him. His purposes are, not just like children, to bring us back to Him, but as men and women, with the opportunity to become as He is. Christ showed us the way. His life was to show us that He was the Messiah, that He could do what He was sent to do. Open the way for us. Pardon me. Our first parents, Adam and Eve. Made a choice for us. A wonderful choice for all of us. Not just to be, not just to exist, to take the higher and frankly harder path for the godhood. Many people don't like what Abney did. But I, for one, am grateful for their choice. To open up our possibilities. To prove ourselves worthy, even just a small way. That we're worthy of expansion. That we're worthy for the opportunity for exaltation. That's what Christ gives us. It's His atonement. Way to repentance, it opens the way to changing, not just for change's sake, but toward a goal of becoming as God is. Christ made it for Himself, and He made it for us, something that we couldn't do for ourselves, but that now we can. Along the way. What a wonderful, I'll say that, what a wonderful program. And not just the condescension of God, think something of us, we're His children. But the ongoing help in knowing about it. Oh. that we are not so much a destiny, but a capacity, an ability, best word of all, opportunity, opportunity to become like him. You can surely listen to others and say it can't happen. Rationalize for yourself that you don't have to do anything. That you're fine the way you are. That you can play out your lower desires. Sexual gratification, personal exemptions, the way forward, at least in this particular sphere, is not difficult. I don't like the little idea, it's wrong. It's not backed up by scripture. You didn't say it'd be easy, you just said it'd be worth it. And you're going, what? What about this isn't really easy? Remember the true statement from Christ himself. Take upon you my burden. An easy yoke. And a light burden. It's not hard, but it requires faith. Requires faith not to get so wrapped up in the things of this world but to be more concerned about another world, the world to come, not to get so wrapped up in money, prestige, ease, things like that. The heavens, God the Father, and Jesus Christ, no. What you should be up to. What you should be doing right now for your living. What you should be doing 5 years from now. And the preparations that you need to make those things come to pass. Are you going to be prospered? Yes. Is that often manifest as money and, although it's fame so much, but it can be, prosperity? Yes. These are the promised blessings of following after him. And doing his will. that these things will come. And you can be assured of it. Since you don't know if what you're doing right now is really that, I want to use my writing for good things. And I need to do that. Align your success with God's purposes, with God's will. And will success come? Oh, far more likely. The ability to touch hearts and help souls along, given. So when I think about doing this next writing project, I'm sure it's bigger than that, but that's how I look at it for now. To make this happen, to ride whatever wave comes, from doing this, and I'll be blessed. But more importantly, other people will be blessed. Other people will be inspired. Even if it's just a few, but it could be a lot, and that'd be great. And isn't that in line? With what Christ says to do? The fact that everything that one has done so far is simply a prelude to what's to come. The fact that my patriarchal blessing tells me, and you can go, oh, well, that's just made up hokum, and you go, well, it does nothing but say good things of what needs to happen. What could be ahead for me? Happiness, contentment. I've always struggled with these things. And to be honest, people talk about my career, which is a hilarious thing. The things I have done for money, when all it's really been about was how do I get together good tools to write. And all the long years of figuring out what exactly I need to be writing about. And what it provides for me. And how I need to make it fun. How I need to make these things happen. I'm trying to figure out exactly, you know, if I'm going to try to get Lucretia in this larger thing going on. I enjoy very much the writing style. Oh my gosh, there's somebody in that ambulance. Wow, I've never seen inside the ambulance before. The lights on. Wow, that's a heck of a thing. And there was somebody in there laying on the gurney, lady. Talking to the EMT. Wow, what a noble thing to do. Often people have to get quite close to God because miracles happen, and touch our lives. We see the hand of God at work, both in life and in death. Amazing. My wonderful Lisa Love, whom I'm very grateful for. She's recently given me Fridays to do with what I please, my day off from work, what I work hard on Saturday for. Boy, last Saturday, boy, did we work. This is my testimony. God lives. He wants great things from us, and He's going to reward us, I'd say lavishly, as we align ourselves with Him, as we allow Him to lead our lives. Amazing things will happen. Not that He'll do it for us. We'll still have to work. We'll still have to accomplish. You know, I still need to write these things. Will I be helped along the way? Oh, yes. I will have this job as long as I need this job. And it's all up to me. If I get busy on my writing, crank it out, which I've done before. It isn't like I haven't been able to pull this off before. I can get it done in short order. And get it published. And once it's published, well, what happens there. You know, it might do a heck of a thing right now and may simply lead to something else. But that's how these things work. My writing style is vignettes toward a goal. Not completely standalone, but each little part accomplishing something. So maybe 9969 will be the book. Maybe. Of course, they'll say, we need to get this thing published. You know? And maybe it'll only put the spotlight on something for a short time. People tend to have short attention spans. That's okay. But can we still sell billions of books? Yeah? Can the opportunity that comes with that, people are so affected by riches and fame, it's like, can it come? So sure. Can it all of a sudden take me from where I am now, hoping for a little pension, so that I don't have to work so much for money, catapult me into the thing where it's like, well, he does have several million dollars, invest in this or that. I often wondered what I would do if I had that much money, and I know that there was a LDS philanthropies possibility of giving the money to the church, which is what you're supposed to do. Every time I go to the temple, I'm reminded again that we're supposed to consecrate ourselves to building up the kingdom of God on the earth and the establishment of Zion. And you go, put the money toward that. Give myself a decent income and an annuity through LDS philanthropies, and I'm good. For the purpose of touching other people's lives. You know, and go on something akin to the lecture circuit. Something about it. But anyway, it's really up to the Lord. Throw my faith in these sorts of things. But Deseret Book and the Shadow Mountain imprint, if that's still even a thing anymore. Let them figure out what to do with it. And accept the editing. I said, you know what, guys? Edit it. Edit to your heart's content. Well, anyway. Myself in the position to accomplish these things. Use my spare time to right. And to touch. And encourage people to align themselves with the agenda of God, which is your exaltation. That's what it's there to do. So, I think I'm going to leave it at that. People have to pass me on the right. I need to get over anyway. So I'm going to leave it at this. Part of my testimony and part of what I'm going to be trying to accomplish here in this next little period of my life. Thankful for what I have. I am so immensely blessed. I have a wonderful wife. I really, really, really like my wife. She is feisty. She is a tough cookie. And she is, I am just so blessed. But my highest and greatest blessing is being the husband of my wife. Because she doesn't take much crap. that's good because it pushes me. It pushes me. It pushes my kids. It pushes everybody around her to do more. It's a pain in the butt. You can get really resentful of her and practically demand from her. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for her. Because, you know, she wants something. She wants better things. And I think Heavenly Father's going to give her better things. So I think we're going to continue living in the house we're living in. I don't know. Probably not. Is she going to end up with better stuff? Probably. Why? Because she wants it. Anyway, so, okay, I'm going to let it off here. I'm almost to my destination anyway. And talk to you later as always. Bye.